You like this AI art. I know you do.
I don't think it's going to save the day.
It's going to save humanity.
You know what's going to save humanity? This podcast. This podcast is going to keep
Once
us moving
AI takes
along.
over this podcast, I feel like we're going to go in the right direction.
How is AI going to take over this podcast? What are they going to do better than we as two human beings can do?
Actually, talk about real life issues.
Like what? What people don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that.
They do want to hear it.
They tune in to hear us talk about Sith eyes and Michelle Pfeiffer and AI taking over
It's
porn and
Kanzi's out there that wants to know about interest rates and the war in Gaza.
Okay, so we got to pivot to the war on Gaza. We got to do a segment.
I'm
You're
just
gonna
saying,
lose to me.
this is a badass picture. How can you not say this is art
Didn't say it wasn't badass. I just
versus your Archie Bell comic book right there?
I will give you this. I'll
This
give
is
you
art.
this.
You know what it took to get this shit?
A couple of words entered into a
5 minutes.
search. Right, exactly. It's horrible, but it's deceitful too. That's another thing. I
How
have to.
is it deceitful?
Because I have to like seriously look sometimes and be like, is that generated? Or did somebody genuinely like sketch something out first, and then put it on their
Why
iPad
does it have
and
to be
then
sketched? I took a different route in my art.
putting words into a thing, into an
Right.
interface to generate an image is not the same
Right.
thing as drawing it. And you know that.
Right.
Sure. You're playing a character right now to goad me, to gaslight me.
I'm not. I
Yes,
am not.
you do not really believe that.
My name is Dark Side Seduction. Your
No,
name is
you.
Baba Dabalina.
Mr. Bob Dabalina! Mr. Bob Dabalina! If you don't know your gooks.
Don't want to give in to progress.
No, I
Progress
don't.
will pass you by.
Not that kind of progress.
This is
No,
progress right here.
that's Gestapo progress right
This
there.
is not secret police stuff right here. This is
No,
the
yes, it
future.
is.
This is the wave.
Oh, yeah. This any kind of artificial intelligence replacing humans
Right.
has no place in my worldview of progression, sir.
You see how much fun Bastion is having right now,
You see how much fun I'm having trying to argue this with you?
You're not having fun.
No, I'm not. Exactly.
I'm right. This is the wave.
You know you're wrong, and that's the best part about
There's
it.
nothing wrong with this. This is art.
There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you, Halle Berry said.
I'm no Picasso, but what do you think?
You are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends the party you party. You know what I'm saying?
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shit house.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
Not like this. Not like this.
He doesn't like the machines, folks. He doesn't like the machines.
I don't mind the occasional fembot.
We know who's going with John Connor. We know who.
Yeah. I'll probably be the only one. No, I'll probably have a healthy little rebellion with me. And then you and I will have to face off against each other.
And I will be fully reanimated through AI. Like,
Yeah.
of course, I will ask my machine overlord to half my face because I always wanted to be a two-faced cyborg.
Yes, you've loved that dichotomy.
I don't want the typical machine red eye either. I want yellow eyes.
You want yellow
I
eyes?
want the yellow cyborg eye.
God, she really does look like Michelle Pfeiffer a little bit there.
Is it because I said Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, maybe it's like subplanted in my subconscious. That's all I can see.
did a little Inception there, folks.
Like you could have said, you know, Rebecca Ferguson, and maybe I would have seen her.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like looking into her eyes. She's looking into mine.
It's definitely Darth Pfeiffer.
The Darth Pfeiffer.
That third sister Pfeiffer.
The third sister.
I did like that. Did you take that Tales of the Jedi ride? Empire ride?
I didn't.
You didn't? Okay.
No. Is it like Tales of the Jedi?
Yeah.
But on the Sith side?
On the Empire side.
Right. Okay, the dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good ride?
It's a good ride for me. Everybody else shitted on it because you only get to see Darth for 3 seconds, but I wasn't there for Darth. I wasn't there for Annie. I was there for the
I watched a little bit of the Tales of the Jedi, and I just didn't get much far. I didn't get far with that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even. Do I have any Star Wars news? Oh, Acolyte trailer. The newest trailer dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Are you remotely any more hyped about it? Are you kind of like, eh?
I just want to see it at this point. I want to see where we are. You know, that's all.
Someone's going around murdering Jedis.
Right. As long as they don't say anything like Skywalker, I think I'll be okay.
You just don't want any Skywalker. You're over.
I don't
want to
hear shit about a Skywalker anymore. I'm done.
You're done with Skywalker.
Right. That. It's done. It's done. It's 50 years. It's 50 years now.
50 years.
We're done with it.
You're done. Okay. You couldn't be any more done.
No, I don't. Skywalker. I don't need to hear any more Skywalker shit.
Somebody jingles a bell. They say, "What about Luke and Leia? What about Leia's long lost son?" You don't care.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Only way you get me interested in Luke again if at some point they introduce Jade Mara.
Okay.
Luke's girlfriend.
Oh, I thought she was bad.
Hmm?
Wasn't she bad?
She was bad at first, but you know, once you fall for that Skywalker, you never fall back.
Mm, is that what they say?
Yeah, because you die.
Oh, okay. Once you go Sith, you never go back, baby.
Yeah. Anybody that falls in love with those Skywalkers.
They sure do. They sure do. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't end well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else doesn't end well?
What's that?
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know.
You don't know what I'm going to hint at?
I don't know where you're going.
I'm going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Something new came out.
Obviously, it's somewhere on a red moped back there.
That's like a little space moped, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So she's riding it all night long.
Uh-huh.
No, what also doesn't end well is a Lord of the Rings movie.
Are those harpoons coming at them?
Where? From the back? That looks like, that looks like some, they're flying over some alien hands.
Trying
to catch them and grope them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they got a, you know, space fixings. Instead of space pirates, they're like pirates, but they're vixens, you know. Mm-hmm. Planet Comics.
Planet Comics. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, because DC, Marvel, and then before Image, you had these like little indie factions that would come up, and indie artists and writers would come up through the ranks and put out their comics. You had e-publishing, first publishing. It was before Dark Horse Publishing, which would eventually go to DC. So these
what was Phantom? What was Phantom?
I think Phantom was on E. And if he before he was on E, I think he might have been on was it Charleston or Charleston Comics before it got bought out by DC?
I wonder, is that the same for The Shadow as well?
Might be. Because that's what happened with The Watchmen, as you know. The characters that Alan Moore, he wanted to use like DC characters. They didn't want to let him use those characters. So he reached back into older characters from these older Charleston books and like Owlman and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And used those characters. And that's how he was able to make his book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A little trivia for you. See, every now and then we talk about comics, kids.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something about Lord of the Rings earlier.
Well, I was just going to say that was my segue to Lord of the Rings. We don't have to talk about Lord of the Rings.
You said it was something ending.
Well, it doesn't end well. I feel like every time we think we're closing a chapter on this goddamn franchise, I feel like something comes out. And I'm not hating on it. I just think it's interesting that we can't seem to.
Because you don't talk much about The Hobbit. You don't mess with The Hobbit much.
It didn't grab me as much as Lord of the Rings.
As Lord of the Rings, huh?
I mean, I love that Smaug.
And speaking of Lord of the Rings, what is it? Rest in peace to King Theoden.
Yes, I was waiting for you to say that. Richard
Pryor.
Yes. Yep, Richard Pryor, who played King Theoden miraculously in the early 2000s.
I just remember him with as Theoden and the Titanic captain. That's pretty much it.
That's about it for me. He's the guy that stays with the ship.
Right.
And he's the guy that has dementia and then is magically cured and then dies in the battle, right? He does die in battle, right?
Yeah, the Nazgul dragon.
And then his daughter, I am no man.
I thought that was his niece.
Might have been his niece. Okay.
That was his niece.
Oh, yeah. He did smack her on the ass.
He took care of his sister's kids.
Right.
He asked Aragorn, where was Gondor? When the, you know, he cut it off.
Yeah, they hold resentments in Middle Earth.
Right.
Yeah. They know how to hold on to a resentment, much like Gollum.
That's the hunt for Gollum. That's where we're going.
Can you elaborate on this? Because this is more your world than mine.
I've got the scuttlebutt that this is a story taking place with more so with Gandalf and Aragorn hunting for Gollum and wondering what he knows about Bilbo Baggins and the ring.
Bilbo, not Frodo.
Not Frodo. This is about Bilbo's adventure.
So this is kind of a rewind. By the way, folks, if you haven't guessed by now, yes, in fact, Peter Jackson and Andy Serkis are coming back with a whole new trio of films, from my understanding, a trilogy.
Directed by Serkis first.
Directed. Okay, so he's not going to be doing, he won't be playing Gollum?
No, he's going to be Gollum, and he's directing.
And he's directing.
The first shot.
Okay, so Peter Jackson must be producing.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're going to tell all new stories, but
this should be all new story. We're going to have a younger Aragorn,
a younger Gollum.
But is it? I don't know if it's going to be the cursed Gollum or.
I think it will be.
Is this right after he gets the ring?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So before Bilbo,
just a little bit before Bilbo,
because Bilbo meets him in The Hobbit,
right?
See, now, when my mind goes to The Hobbit, and the movies were well made, they were well produced, they were well acted, you know, I have no qualms against The Hobbit movies. But for me, I always go back to that Benkin and Rash Hobbit animated movie. Mm-hmm. And it still stands the test of time. I think it beats the shit out of the entire Hobbit trilogy, because you get that Smaug, and you get that Gollum, and you get the whole goddamn thing condensed into one movie. And it's great. And I think Gollum's scarier in that animated version than he is in the live action.
I don't know. That live action, the majestic and the grandness of that big ass dragon in that cave.
Mm.
That was something else to see big screen.
Yes. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I went to go see it. Did you go see it? Did you go to the movie?
I think I saw the first one.
You didn't go back to see. What was the
other two?
What was the second one called? It was. Desolation of Smaug.
Yes, because they kill Smaug in the second one, and then they have to fight the armies in the third
one. Kill him in the third one.
Oh, they kill him in the third one? I thought they kill him in the second one.
They start the fight in the second one. They finish him off in the third one.
But the first one ends with Bilbo meeting him.
No. The first one ends with...
the second one ends with Bilbo meeting him. That's right.
Right.
Right. I remember now.
I did the first one ended
with the trolls turning into stone.
Yeah, and Gandalf meeting Sauron at that castle.
And we had Evangeline Lilly.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Gandalf. Oh no, that's the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first
one. See, I don't think they're as memorable as the original Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I thought the first two movies were was up there with the first trilogy. The third one, not so much.
And you liked the newest series on Prime, which I mean,
I did. I'm with it.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see the beginnings of Sauron.
And I like it.
I thought they got it.
I think it's fine. I think it's totally cool to tell stories. I'm almost wondering if they need to like pull a Star Wars thing and maybe try to break away from some of the main characters more. I don't know, but I'll be there.
Would you want to see like off characters from Lord of the Rings? I don't think it'd be as. I don't think you could get an Andor from a side story.
Well, they're kind of doing it with that Prime series a little bit.
I mean, but that's with what's her name though. Kate Blanchett.
You're right.
She's like a main role.
And she's so great, isn't she?
Yeah, that Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it kind of makes sense. Money-wise, it makes sense. Audience-wise, it makes sense. I'm there. I'm not complaining.
Because whose side story would I want to see?
Aragorn. Don't you want to see him doing some adventures?
Would that really be a side story? I mean,
no, but hold up. Like when we first meet him in Lord of the Rings, Strider, you know, and it's before he's the king. So wouldn't we want to see some stories of how he got to his place as Strider?
How he got to Rivendell?
Yeah, you know, leading up to that point, that'd be kind of neat.
I don't know, because I don't think he had really. But there's more to the books now. They said because. With the Hunt for Gollum, they said there was more in the books.
More in the books.
Right. That I didn't know about.
That you didn't know about.
Right.
So at some point, all will be revealed.
And this is 2026.
This is 2026, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even hear rumblings of this. I mean, I had no inclination whatsoever.
New Line Cinema.
Gotta love that New Line.
Yeah, if New Line Cinema gets a hold of it.
I mean, look at that guy.
What did Sirkis direct? Because he had a good opening direct run with some movie. Which movie was it? It was one of the eight movies? Sirkis did a movie.
He didn't do one of these already, has he?
No, oh, he did Jungle Book.
He did Jungle Book. Remember there was those two Jungle Books?
Yeah.
There was one that came out that Sirkis did that was darker, and then
he did the Netflix one.
He did the darker Netflix one.
Right, and that was, it was a banger.
Was that the one with ScarJo as the snake?
I think so.
It was either Cate Blanchett or ScarJo. And then Christian Bale was Bagheera.
He was Bagheera. I can't remember. Yeah. And Idris was Shere Khan.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's... Now I'm getting that one confused with the Disney one. Because that came out like, it was kind of like the Dante's Peak and Volcano thing, you know, where it was like Dante's Peak and then Tommy Lee Jones, Volcano, and then Blown Away, Jeff Bridges, and then another bomb movie. And it was like there's always, every few years, there's something like that happens. Like, there's two Rick Carr movies, two bomb movies, two dinosaur movies. And now two Jungle Books. And I mean, it gets a little confusing sometimes, you know?
With that animated one, those bare necessities.
You really can't go wrong with that one at all.
Quick versus match. Who wins, Mufasa or Shere Khan?
Mufasa or Shere Khan? My money's on Shere Khan.
You like that tiger?
He's ruthless.
Ruthless?
I don't think Mufasa would fight dirty.
But Mufasa has... Just straight power.
He does have power, but then again, is he as swift as Shere Khan?
You think he won't do what he has to do what he needs to do?
Doesn't Mowgli get rid of him in the first one by just lighting his tail on fire?
Yeah, they just lit some fire. Yeah.
That's how they get you.
And he goes away because, you know, man fucked up Shere Khan.
Man fucked up.
And I just say that to say, because we're going to get the beginnings of Mufasa with the new Mufasa movie.
How do you feel about that?
I'm looking forward to it. I don't mind seeing how Mufasa started out.
As a proud papa, you know, introducing your young one to these movies and kind of rewatching this stuff, in the sense of like these are characters, you know, that were obviously introduced when we were much younger. That's a nice little rite of passage, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you know.
Because they don't need to know how Mufasa ended.
No, they don't.
Yeah. No.
But also, I kind of wish they would just stick with animation. I don't know. I don't like the talking
animals. I don't like the live action.
Yeah, the live action talking animals doesn't, I don't know. Although I say that, and the Andy Serkis thing was cool because they actually used motion capture. And I don't know if they did that with that Lion King movie.
I mean, it didn't work too well with that Lion King movie anyway.
Can you
give me your Beyonce, please?
Because you got that slow Nala. It's me, Nala.
It's me, Nala. Yeah.
It's me, Nala. Yeah.
It didn't work. And I wanted it to work. I wanted it to work.
You wanted it to work.
I wanted that Lion King to work so bad. So I'm looking forward to see what Mufasa can do. I think they let him get, you know, become an adult and probably and eventually, I bet he discovers Pride Rock, and it's told from Simba's perspective. So Simba will be narrating.
He'll be narrating. He'll be telling the story that Mufasa told him.
And Mufasa told him.
Interesting. I like that idea.
Okay. But to go back, you're going with that Shere Khan. Huh? You like that tiger.
I like that tiger.
Mm. Did you like Shere Khan in Tailspin?
Loved him in Tailspin. He's wearing a suit. He's got a skyscraper. You know,
some business, man.
Look, don't get it twisted. I mean,
ooh, Shere Khan. He was. How did they do that in Tailspin? What was the premise of Tailspin? Because how did Shere Khan become? Because he was like Lex Luthor to Baloo.
He was.
And it was all the characters from the Jungle Book. How did they get away with that?
He was like Lex Luthor.
I don't remember the snake in Tailspin. I don't think the snake. I don't think Ka was
in Tailspin. Wasn't that the snake from... Was it the snake from Jungle Book, or was it the snake from? Yeah, it was, right?
Yeah, from Jungle Book, Ka.
Okay. Shere Khan.
So you had King Louie, Baloo, and Bagheera would show up for a good time every now and then.
Yes, he would.
Other than that, it was Baloo. He took this single mom and her kid on adventures.
Yes.
Yeah. While he was a contractor for Shere Khan. Baloo is one hell of a pilot. Let's do another versus Baloo versus Launchpad.
But look at this guy.
Who was the better? Look at that. Look at that Shere Khan.
Look at his nails.
Look at it. Doesn't it look? Because Baloo never tested Shere Khan on Tailspin.
No, he never did. Look at that.
Yeah, he was sharp.
His claws were sharp, you know?
Yeah. He had a good clean shave.
Good clean shave. Hell of a suit.
Look at that. His beard just like my beard.
It really is. Oh, that's good. Look on this side.
That's
Shere Khan. See, it works for me. I like that.
Yeah.
That could have been a good live action thing.
Tailspin?
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to do it, if you're going to be silly.
Or you just want to go all the way silly, have a big grizzly bear as a pilot.
I mean, with all the stuff we can do with CGI now.
I never got that either. How was a grizzly bear in the jungle?
How was he a pilot?
He was a big black bear. I think he was a black bear.
He didn't really fit in there, did he?
No, he didn't fit in.
In the Amazon.
No, it didn't make sense to me. Even as a kid, I was like, why is a bear in the jungle?
I think they tested it like, okay, we love that bear in that Robin Hood movie. Let's throw him in this. Little John walking through the forest. He like, doodle,
doodle. How about that chicken? How about that chicken that was
Come on now. Come on now.
I forgot the name of that rooster. Because he was singing. He was the one singing the song.
Oh, he was great.
Right. And then it was like in the middle of the movie, they arrested the chicken.
Yeah, they sure did.
He was a good looking chicken. He was a good drawn chicken. He it was a
great looking chicken. Great looking chicken. And I'm just gonna keep this whole thing going all night. And I'm just gonna.
What other animals was in? Because Prince what was it? Prince John was a tiger too.
Prince John was a tiger. Oh, he was.
Was he a lion? No, what Prince was John it? Was a lion.
Yeah.
And Little John was a bear. Robin was a fox. Maid Marian was a fox. You had the chicken.
Maid Marian was a fox, by the way.
And the sheriff was a wolf.
Yes. Yep.
He would talk like this. Yeah.
But the it wasn't John Denver, but the guy who did the rooster, he had like a very like, well, hey, everyone.
Right, him.
Look at, oh, he's cut off. Cuffs. He's cut off.
Look at the cuffs. He had the cuffs. He was a sharp-looking rooster.
I'm going to have to put something in post up there because that image got cut off, but you get the idea. There we go.
Look at that.
Look what at that guy. Chicken. Hey, I'll get out of his way. Let me get out of his what way.
A good-looking chicken. And what they arrested him. Chicken. They arrested him for singing.
But he would... He started the thing off by like, "Well, hello there."
Right.
So we're gonna tell you a little story about Robin Hood of Locksley.
Was it Locksley?
Little John Robin Hood walking through the forest. Isn't it always Robin Hood of Locksley?
I don't think they did Locksley for that.
They didn't do Locksley. Right. Robin Hood of Locksley. There's no more Locksley. That came later. That came in 1990. You know what else I want to talk about though?
Love that Robin Hood. Those Disney classics.
I want to talk about another Disney classic. This one right here. Can we do this? Oh, cut off.
I don't know what that is. Is that Groot or what is that?
There she is.
Who is that? Who you got?
That's a little City Sweeney. Actually, I didn't mean to throw that one up there. I wanted to throw this one up.
She's not blonde anymore?
Yeah, she got a little brunette. I don't know if that's a wig or.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Not too good for me.
I'm upside down. There I am. Mm-hmm. She's playing this boxer, and since you're more of a sports aficionado than me,
do you know who? Oh, man, look at that clavage she has.
She is going to be playing, what's her name? Apparently, it's a very famous story, but your boy here doesn't know anything about it. Why would I?
I don't know anything about female boxers.
She was, wait for it, folks, wait for it.
16 years old,
either alone, they say. Okay, portraying trailblazing boxer Christy Martin for director David Michaud, Black Bear and Anonymous Content. Actress is itching to start training for the role. So, Christy Martin. Apparently never was in his boxer. Never heard of her, huh?
Don't know the story.
Honor to tell her powerful story, she says, right after she did a little appearance at the Met, and she brought her girls with her, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is going to be like another $1 million baby thing. I don't know anything about the Christy Martin story.
Hard to do that $1 million baby.
Hard to do that $1 million.
That $1 million baby was a perfect film.
It's a perfect film. All the supporting characters are great. You got Morgan Freeman. Oh, man.
I felt that shit.
Clint Eastwood.
When her motherfucking neck hit that chair, dog.
Mm.
Oh.
And she's on the life support.
Clint Eastwood was like.
Oh.
Oh, man. Million Dollar Baby was one of those perfect movies.
Perfect movie.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with Million Dollar Baby.
The score.
Gore. Everything was perfect.
Everything was perfect.
Right. She deserved that Oscar right there. That swank.
I could see why Sweeney's going into this. I feel like you got to do some biopic stuff every now and then to kind of get you a little.
Aside from doing all the porn stuff she does. Because that's terrible. Her tits have made her into a porn star.
Let's be honest. I talk about it almost every other show. Mm-hmm. It shows up on something that's not even remotely pornographic and yet somehow still oozes sexuality.
Yeah. It's, you know? Oozes it. That's good wording. Raw and reckless. Okay.
So, you know.
Look that story up then. Okay.
You have to look that story up. For all those boxing fans out there. More importantly, how do we feel about this? The cape has been revealed. The suit has been revealed. Some are saying even the collar and has been revealed for the new David Corn Sweats Superman, James Gunn Superman.
Isn't it Corn Sweat? Are you saying it right?
Is this another example of Emily Ducart?
Emily
Ducart. Go ahead, look it up and tell me I'm wrong. I could
corn
be wrong.
Corn Sweat?
Isn't it Corn Sweat? Hold on.
Let me ask AI here.
Ask AI.
Let me ask AI.
I wanted to ask the Kamikazes, but first I'm asking you, how do you feel about the suit?
I could care less. I mean, it's nothing different.
Corn Sweat. David Corn Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
David Corn Sweat. I mean, people have taken to social media.
Trunks, but it looks like James Gunn is bringing the underwear back to the big screen. As far as the background
goes,
you might want to turn around, mm-hmm. Superman. People are speculating that the purple sky laser might be teasing a Brainiac appearance. With Nicholas Holt already,
it's like when people really start getting into this stuff. I just want to say, it's just a fucking costume. Like, I really don't care. I don't see what all the big buzz is about. I mean, it's always neat to see a first look, but I'm not one to get that upset about it either way. There's some people that are really upset about it. They're saying they don't like how it looks kind of Hank Cavill-ish.
I don't need him to be Hank, but he doesn't look like a Superman to me.
He's not bright enough? Is that what it is? Hold on. I feel like I'm blocking it.
No, he doesn't give off anything.
He's not giving off anything there.
Even with that Ralph. I felt something with that Ralph.
Maybe it's because it's the picture. Notice how he's like sitting down in a chair, just casually putting on boots.
I could care less about the dirty uniform, but it's him. I'm looking at him. He doesn't give off Superman.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he would if they had given like, if they'd taken a better picture of him, like maybe standing or flying or.
Because I'm sure he's going to be able to fill out the suit.
Sure.
Corn Sweat. Yeah.
Corn Sweat. Right.
Yeah. Even like the Tyler guy, I got Superman vibes from him. This guy, I gotta hear his voice and whatnot.
Yeah, you gotta hear it.
Yeah.
But just
I don't need him to be Hank. I'm not a Hankster. If he's gonna be Superman, I want to see his Superman. It doesn't look like a Superman.
You're not. Your interest isn't peaked so far.
Not so far.
Yeah.
Maybe got to see that trailer.
Maybe we got to see that trailer. Yeah.
I'm sure the trailer is going to be all off the chain. Especially if he's fucking with a Brainiac.
Especially if he's fucking with a Brainiac, right?
Yes. If he's fucking with a Brainiac, then we can look forward to Superman getting his ass kicked. Superman hasn't received that Bane beaten yet.
No, they kind of, I mean, they killed him.
They always kill him. I mean, they killed him. But he hasn't received that beating. You know, Batman has received his beating.
I mean, as much as I love Man of Steel, and as much as I have a lot of nice things to say about Batman v Superman, because I do really like both movies, I think kind of what you're getting at, they didn't give us, I mean, they threw Zod at him, I think, probably too fast.
That wasn't a beating.
No.
Nobody has beaten Superman yet.
You want to see him get a little bloody.
I want to see him defeated.
Mm. Like in Chris Reeves.
Bruce was defeated.
Right. But even the Christopher Reeves one was defeated before he came back.
And that what made Superman 4 pretty damn good to me.
See, I'm kind of over them defeating.
Superman hammered his stupid ass to the moon.
The Kevin Spacey dropped a Krypton giant asteroid on him.
I didn't like that.
I didn't like it either. Plus, they killed him with Doomsday.
That Ralph, he was screaming too much.
Was he screaming too much?
He was screaming a lot.
Hmm. He looked good in that suit.
He looked good.
He sounded good too.
I'll take this to my grave. Ralph was a Superman.
Mm.
Bad movie. He just got the bad movie. He could have been a great Superman.
Mm. What about this guy? How do you feel about this Galactus casting for the... the Fantastic Four.
Isn't that
That's old boy from Game of Thrones. And Lord of the Rings? No, Game of Thrones, The Witch. He was in that movie, The Witch.
He was the guy, he was the father in The Witch, and he was also the second-hand guy in First Knight. That's where I know him from.
And he played the Green Knight also.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever got around to seeing that.
Never got to the Green Knight, but I knew he gave Richard Gere some trouble.
Green Knight is good. You'd like it. Ralph Ineson, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Cast as Galactus in Marvel's Fantastic Four. This is what I wanted to do today. I just kind of wanted to go over some of the pop culture news, sprinkling on our cocks, you know, and it does sprinkle on our cocks.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's ever heard this guy's voice, when he talks normal, he's gonna fill out a nice Galactus. I mean that, you know,
and he needs that helmet.
He needs that giant purple helmet.
He needs that helmet, or else this isn't going to work. Don't apocalypse him. Don't apocalypse him. Don't X-Men apocalypse this guy.
Don't. Right.
He needs to look like Galactus.
Trying to think where he's got a good. Is it here? Oh yeah, because in the Green Knight, they cut his head off. He visits them. He's like, "Who will challenge me?" And then he says he'll be back in a year to fuck up this night. It's a really good movie. You'd fuck with it. But then he says,
one year.
And that's his normal voice. That's no, you know, he's got it. He was even in the Willow show that, he popped up in Willow for a few episodes, which was...
I never finished that new Willow. I didn't finish that new Willow.
I never finished it either. It was kind of... Didn't grab me.
Yeah, it didn't grab me either. Yeah.
You know? Oh, grab me! That's embargo spelled backwards, kids. And speaking of embargoes... is there anything that you would want to embargo in any of this nerddom? Anything that you would say to yourself, you know, no more. Absolutely no more. I don't want to see any more of it. I don't want to read any more of it. No more. Is there anything at all? Franchise-wise or even like, I don't know. I mean, I know we talk about superhero fatigue all the time. But
I don't know. It's nothing. It's like I said, ever since we got back to the movies like 3 years ago now, it's nothing been here. Nothing.
Nothing's brought you back to the screen.
Right, no. Because like I said, even though I'm on that Pattinson Batwing, you know.
Yes, you are.
I didn't go to the movies to go see it.
You didn't. That's right.
I may go see this Joker, though.
You may.
I may.
Okay. I actually do want... I feel like I've said it every episode. I really do want to see that.
Yeah.
I feel... Maybe this is a controversial statement, but I do feel that Lady Gaga is probably one of the best vocalists of all time. Female.
Oh, no, she got it. She got it. Yeah.
And I never get tired of watching any rendition of Give Me a Million Reasons. Especially if you watch like the stripped down versions, like on Howard or on SNL, and it's just her pipes, and even in the Shallow song with the fucking I was about to say what's his name, Bradley Cooper, like all those ballads, like even though that's not really her main jive, she does a lot of like dance and like club music. But if she's acting in this movie and she's got chops, I think she does a pretty good job acting. Mm-hmm. If she's doing that and singing in this movie. Like, I think it could be actually...
The moon and a June and a springer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
I don't think he's going to be shooting for another Oscar with this one, but I still think it's going to...
You think she'll get it?
Huh?
Maybe she'll get it.
She might can get it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She might can get it.
Because she is a really good actress in terms of the role she...
Oh, she's very talented. She's very talented. I think she's one of a kind, too. Yeah, she could do everything.
I mean, even in that Gucci movie, I don't know if you got around to seeing that.
Haven't got around to Gucci.
She was solid in that. Yeah. You had two choices that year. You could have watched Ridley Scott's Gucci movie, or you could have watched his Ben Affleck and Matt Damon Night movie. And if you watched the latter, you were in for a long, sleepy night. So I picked the Gucci movie. I actually jumped ship from the Night movie and went over to
Gucci. You didn't like the Night movie?
It's slow, man. It is a slow, slow burn.
I stuck with it, though. I stuck with it.
You like slow burns, though.
Yeah, I stuck with it.
I can't hang with slow burns. I was talking about this with my buddy the other day. He likes a good slow burn.
So and that means The Great Wall that's on Netflix now.
I actually probably would fuck with that.
It's pretty damn good.
I actually would fuck with that because it's not a slow burn.
it's straight action.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
I've been wanting to watch it.
I took that ride this weekend. I didn't know it was much action.
Matt Damon has a ponytail and he's on the Great Wall of China.
Right.
And there's monsters.
And Mr. Fantastic's with him.
The original Mr. Fantastic?
Pedro.
Oh, shit. Pedro's in that bitch?
Yeah.
The new Mr. Fantastic. I was thinking you were going to pull out some like classic 20th Century Fox Mr. Fantastic.
No, not him.
That was in that. No, he was a...
Even though he was a knight. He was a knight.
He was in Camelot, right?
Camelot, right.
With our boy. After he got that new face in Sin City.
Yeah.
Clive Owen.
Yeah, that Great Wall. I didn't know it was fantasy. I thought it was historical drama, but it's actually fantasy.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to see it, because the idea of a movie getting made where Matt Damon has a ponytail and he's on a Great Wall of China fighting monsters.
It didn't make sense.
It didn't make any goddamn sense. And that's why I wanted to watch it. I love when random shit like that comes together, you know?
And speaking of random, that ship of the Demeter.
Very good, you said.
I shitted on it too. I didn't think that movie would be that good. It's pretty good.
It looked pretty good in the trailer.
Yeah, I mean you don't get a lot of you don't get to see Gary Oldman that much, but I mean when you do, it's still suspenseful enough.
Now, folks, he's kidding, of course, by saying Gary Oldman's Dracula, which this movie is loosely based on Dracula.
No, it's off of Bram Stoker's book.
Oh, so it's like it veers off of that.
Right, it's that it's basically enhanced Dracula's boat trip. That's it.
So it's before if we were to serialize this, it's before Dracula comes to Transylvania.
It's before Dracula comes to London, and we see Gary Oldman in the city with those nice ass shades and that top hat.
You actually do see Gary Oldman.
It's not Gary Oldman,
but it's supposed to be.
He has that Gary Oldman outfit on.
Okay.
that Gary Oldman had in Dracula.
Okay, okay, okay. I'm tracking.
Without the shades.
Okay, I gotcha. But it's also, for those who listen to the show, long-time listeners, maybe first-time callers, they'll know that I've always loved a good man bat, Kirk Langstrom or otherwise. How is the creature in this movie?
Have you messed with Dracula on here? Have you done Bram Stoker Dracula?
Oh yeah. I did a Dracula episode, and we talked for like a good 30 minutes about the man bat creature.
Oh no,
because that was all practical. Mm-hmm. And it was the 90s.
Just think what AI can do to that now.
Oh my god, here we go again. So it's a good movie, good creature.
It's a good creature flick,
and it's our guy from Walking Dead.
Yes,
he's in there. Okay,
Dr. Dre.
Got you. Okay. I'm tracking.
Right, because that's the only place I know him from is Straight Outta Compton.
I just knew him from Walking Dead.
And I forgot he did a little stint on Walking Dead.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, he didn't last long?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. You said you saw him on Walking Dead. I knew he was on there for a season with Maggie.
Yeah, but then I jumped ship, remember?
Okay.
I only came back for Michonne and Rick.
Oh, okay.
You know, the way I keep coming back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Always keep coming back.
All right.
All right. Well, speaking of embargoes and ixnays on the ixnays and slowing things down, I know you're going to love this. Marvel announced that they're going to slow things down dramatically, right? Mm-hmm. To 3 movies a year and 2 shows. And I'm thinking, slow things. Do like one movie a year. You don't have to do three movies.
How was it before?
Because I thought it already was like two, three movies.
So let's just cycle through to post Civil War. How many movies were we getting post Civil War?
Post Civil War, I thought it already was at like two.
It was two movies a year.
But then I think there was like 2 years back to back where we got.
Because they always do like a Guardians in there, and that would be three for the year.
Yeah, I guess the last two phases or last phase in phase four, I think there was a ridiculous amount of movies. I think there was like three to four. It might have been four movies in 1 year, which is a lot. And then there was like five shows. So I think that's what they're talking about. They're talking about scaling it back, but I think they should scale back even more. Like just do like one movie a year.
One movie.
Yeah. One movie. Big movie. One show, and just expand your animated universe. You know? Give us that Spider-Man shit. Give us a Fantastic Four cartoon again, you know?
Like X-Men?
Yeah. Let's talk about it. Are you caught up?
I'm caught up. Of course I'm caught up.
It's the greatest thing ever, dude.
It's Michael Douglas and Glenn Coates.
You're goddamn right. That Fatal Attraction, baby. If you don't know, kids, you got to googs.
Wow. And they fucking nailed it.
They nailed it.
Yeah.
And they keep spinning me about. Because I'm like,
right.
I'm like, oh, the old suits are back. Okay. Oh, wait, they're going into space again. Wait a minute. Are they? Ugh. Ugh. That's me coming, by the way. Because I don't just fucking love the show. I
don't think you could do this in your house.
I fucking love this show. How was that? Was that right?
They took Michelle back.
It was tame. Did she move? I swear to God, she moved. What if she was moving?
Oh, yeah, she moved. Her clitoris moved.
If Michelle Pfeiffer ever listens to this show, happy belated birthday, Michelle. That's right. Her birthday was.
But awesome. It's not. This isn't totally following Fatal Attractions. It's following Fatal Attractions and
Messiah Complex.
Yeah. And, I like how they're bringing it together.
Me too. Me too. I like how they're just pulling pieces. And that Genosha shit too was from like the Grant Morrison run. So yeah, I like how they're. I mean, I remember exactly where I was when I read that run, where he took Logan's adamantium out. Because I just remember, I mean, that was right on time. It was like either a little bit after the cartoon had started or during the cartoon. And then right after that was one of my favorite Wolverine runs where he's basically traveling the country with his bone claws, you know, doing some soul searching. And even motherfuckers are trying to track him down and fuck him up. Lady Deathstrike finds him. They start brawling. Then when she sees the bone claws, she actually takes pity on him and leaves him alone. Because he's like, his healing factor's all fucked up. His bone claw, everything's all fucked up. And that was the cool reveal, too. Because when we were kids, we always thought, yeah, he's got the metal claws. We never thought to ourselves, oh, he's always had claws. They just put the metal on him. Mm-hmm. We always thought like, oh yeah, they put the claws in there too. So it's, yeah, I just, oh man, if they go that route in like season two and we get to see those bone claws.
Cause they say they're thinking that Jean can put them back together.
I don't know, man. I hope they
just leave them alone.
I think I don't want them to retcon anything. I just want them to fucking just bring into it.
Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Don't stop.
Yeah. Don't stop. Believe it. Mm-hmm. You know?
They even gave a little shout out to your favorite guy, that Claremont. Did you see the card?
I did.
I like that card that Jubilee had.
Yeah, and I like
you're not fucking around with Jubilee with this new show either. Jubilee has been kicking ass.
Front and center, baby.
Yeah.
You know? She's 18 now.
She's 18.
And she does what she wants because she's 18, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of funny moments in this last episode either. I mean, one lightning bolt off when Beast and Forge was working, but other than that.
Yeah, other than that.
And, you know, Cyclops with the dark leather comment.
Oh, yeah, that was nice. Nice little shout out.
Yeah.
What did you expect? Black leather? Because I always do love that first X-Men movie where they land at the Statue of Liberty.
I hated that shit.
And they're all walking in to that place.
I hated that shit so much.
What, the leather? You hated the leather? But what I mean is, it was so great for the first time seeing them on screen together as a team. Because I was in the theater and I was just like, oh my God, this is happening.
What executive producer said, we're not going to dress them up like the comics?
Because they saw Batman 89. Because they're morons. They were like, oh, well, Batman wore a black leather suit. The kids like the black leather. So put him in fucking... Oh, in Matrix. They wear black leather in Matrix? Oh, yeah. So put him in black... So dumb. Then Watchmen came out and people were like, oh, shit, we can do... colorful. Oh, fuck. Why, no matter how much you hate Snyder, not you, but the world, mm-hmm. He gave us Watchmen.
Right. He put it to the screen. Rebel Moon Part 2.
Yes, he did. I never saw it. Have you watched it yet? I
haven't taken the ride because I don't have that kind of time to waste.
I don't have that time either.
I don't have that kind of time to waste anymore.
Plus, you got to go through your Law and Order.
Right. That's way more important.
Yeah, you're right, dude. I have.
I can't waste my time on shit like that. I wasted my time on Rebel Moon. I wasted my time.
That's how I feel too.
That shit sucked.
That was not pleasant.
Yeah, that shit sucked because it wanted to be fucking Star Wars and Dune at the same time.
It did. It really did. Star Wars, Dune, and Krull. I have to bring Krull in the mix. I'm sorry, I got to do it. You know, I guess to me, I'm a simple guy. I'm a simple man with simple tastes. You know,
like,
you know, I just
no.
You can do like a Kurosawa ripoff Quest thing and replace it with characters. You can do it a million times over, and I'm never gonna bitch about it. But just make it cool, make it intriguing. Give me a reason to like care about the characters. You know what I mean?
I had no reason to care about that chick.
No reason. I did. I mean, some of them looked cool.
They all look cool, especially the girl that had the swords.
Yes.
She had the fake lightsaber swords.
Right. So what's the problem?
What she didn't do? I didn't give a damn about her.
I know. Not like this.
Yeah, because I know the film wasn't rushed, but the sequence is rushing you through.
It is rushing. Yeah. Rushed and reckless.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that we're not rushing this fast enough right here? Look at this. We got a little Margot Robbie action.
Mm-hmm.
Rumored to be in talks to be playing famed character Evangeline.
How did it go? Evangeline XO. The thing got more initials in it, I think.
She fights demons, I think?
Or am I thinking about Evangelion?
Oh, yeah, no, you're thinking of Evangelion from the anime. This is Evangeline. I have no idea.
Vampire Slayer?
She fights demons, and apparently and she's scantily clad, of course.
Okay.
There she is, and there's Margot Robbie.
And Robbie will have to be a redhead.
Maybe be a redhead and maybe wear a scantily clad outfit. You think we'll get her in that outfit? Probably not.
I think we can. I think we can.
I don't know. Just when you think you've heard it all. I heard this and I don't know. I wanted to get your take on it.
I don't know anything about this character.
I don't either. Let's look it up real quick. Evangeline. Is it Angeline? Evangeline?
Is it more fantasy or is she modern day? Now, if she's fantasy and this character takes us back to like Beastmaster type environment, I'm with it.
Evangeline. A-V-E-N-G-E-L-I-N-E. Oh, Evangeline. I'm saying Evangeline. Evangelist. Comic book character created by Rob Liefeld from Deadpool, of course. Kathy Christian and Tony Libido.
Libido.
Evangeline is an angel. Oh, she's an angel who fights the forces of evil and often finds herself face to face with demons and monsters. You were right. So she fights demons. She is an angel. Maybe she's a fallen angel. She's an angel of the one true God, Jehovah. Mm-hmm. Go to her and the other angels as the Lord of hosts.
Hmm.
This goes into this weird, like, religious fetish.
Does she ever meet Spawn?
Shit. Yeah, that would be cool. It's being directed by Olivia Munn. I mean, just kidding. Olivia Wilde.
Oh, Olivia Wilde.
And okay. Simon Kinberg from, I think he worked on the X-Men movies, the last two that weren't that great. But, yeah, so if it's directed by her and then Simon Kinberg and Audrey Chong through there, going to write the work on the script. Yeah, so sometimes I just click on this stuff and I just save it to talk about it with you later. I don't do a lot of research. It's not that kind of show. But I don't know anything about this character, but I'd be down to see Margot Robbie fight some demons. That's the kind of shit I miss. I kind of miss that more simplistic, let's put somebody in a costume, let them just rip ass, you know, like fucking function.
They did that with Vin in Bloodshot. You didn't like Bloodshot?
Yeah, because it was Vin. I'm gonna need,
because it was Vin.
Like, think about the Underworld movies. Those first few Underworld movies those are fun rides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got a little tired after like the third one, but that first one, come on, Blade. Yeah. You never get tired of Blade. Mm-hmm. Just keep it simple, you know?
Uh-huh.
I like it. I even like that Priest movie with Vision and Judge Dredd.
I like that too.
Yeah, just simple. You know?
No, It hasn't been that much lately. Like, you don't, we're not getting more, haven't had any more like Van Helsing movies, you know? That was a one-shot movie. That was a one-shot movie. It deserved one more run. And Wolverine.
And he had what?
And you know, he keeps fucking doing Wolverine.
Yeah, 23 years.
Right.
24 years.
Could have had at least one trilogy of Van Helsing. He could have kept going.
At least a sequel.
Yeah, he could have kept going. I would like to see him meet, you know, Jack the Ripper.
Because that Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. Because who did he meet? He met Jekyll and Hyde, Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman. So he had to meet. He has to meet the Mummy, the Creature from Black Lagoon, and the Blob. Maybe, I think those were your major monsters.
You hit the nail on the head. I think that was Universal's missed opportunity to do their cinematic universe. Can you imagine? Because I know they tried to do it down the road with Tom Cruise's Mummy, and they were going to try to kickstart this whole dark universe, and it failed. And I think it probably wouldn't have failed if they had just started with another character other than the Mummy. But if they had just gone off that Brendan Fraser Mummy, they could have connected that to the Van Helsing. You know, somehow they could have made it work with like time travel or some shit. And just all the gadgets he had. And
he had a lot of nice gadgets.
And then he turns into a wolf.
A very majestic black wolf, too.
Oh, man.
And then he scratched the wall. And then it made his claws sharp. Like Shere Khan.
Like Shere Khan. Back to Shere Khan.
Right.
And then he fucked,
fucked that big-ass vampire.
They both fucked.
Right. They were giants.
Right. He was a wolf fucking her.
Yeah.
Right.
Was he a wolf fucking her? Or are you talking about Gary Oldman?
Didn't he turn into a wolf and fuck her when she was a wolf? Wasn't there a wolf?
No, he bit her.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wolf fucking.
No. Gary Oldman fucked the girl in the courtyard.
As a bat.
Was it a bat? I thought he was a wolf.
Maybe he was a wolf.
I thought he was a wolf when he was fucking Mina.
Before he was a bat.
Mina! Oh! Oh, that Dracula Dead and Love It. What a classic.
That's why I couldn't fuck with the Renfield movie, because my Renfield will always be homeboy from Ghostbusters eating those bugs. He's trying to slip those bugs in while they're having coffee.
Right there. You just ate another one. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go back through.
Wrong me. Oh, that Dracula Dead and Loving It. Mel Brooks.
That Dracula Dead.
Oh, thank God for Mel Brooks. Jesus. Ooh. Wrong me. And Leslie Nielsen.
That is good, man.
See, but what was Repossessed? Repossessed could have been better if Mel Brooks tapped into it. Do you know what Repossessed?
Yeah. I don't think I saw that one.
So
was that The Exorcist? The Exorcist spoof?
Yeah, spoof.
But it wasn't Mel Brooks.
It wasn't Mel Brooks.
Yeah. Was it good?
It was good. But I feel like Mel Brooks touched it, it would have been great.
It would have been great. Yeah. It was one of those, it's kind of like his other later spoof shit, right?
Right.
Cause I try to go back through the Naked Guns and they don't all hit.
Didn't hit for me, but first one and 33 in the third.
33 in the third does hit.
Right.
But there is one scene in the first one when he gets out of his car and somehow the car keeps going.
And he's running alongside it.
And he's trying to chase it down, thinking somebody stole it. And the airbags go out. And it crashes into all kinds of shit and almost kills people and blows up. And he's still like trying to chase it down with a badge and a gun. Oh, there's some good shit in there.
Can't get good spoofs anymore.
And you had OJ.
Rest in peace.
Did we have any other rest in peace last couple weeks? Nothing?
I think that's it.
Shout out to Steve Albini, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got nothing. Oh, Cape Crusader, first look. Did you get a chance to look at any of those images?
I've seen the images.
August 1, we're dropping a whole new Batman animated show on Prime.
Yeah. The voice is still the same guy from... Infinity Crisis.
Is it?
Infinite Crisis, yeah.
Jason Eccles?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, and the thunders are rolling. You hear that thunder? God damn.
I don't hear the cats.
It's supposed to be dark. It looks dark. I like how it's got this like older classic look with the Catwoman costume, the Batman costume. Harley Quinn looks pretty
sinister. I feel like they got inspiration from those 50s AI things.
See, it all circles back. And I was going to say, animation-wise, with Bruce Timm on board, it looks very promising.
Yeah.
But you're saying this could have been further advanced with some...
Even you know it. Even you know it.
Okay. Well, I disagree.
You
disagree. I'm so hyped on this.
Okay.
I'm probably more hyped on this than almost anything coming out this summer.
I feel like they still got energy to put into Beware the Batman. Let's give it one more season.
One more season. Okay. It was neat that they gave us interesting villains in that show.
Right.
Not your normal villains.
Right. Magpie, no. Professor Pig, Anarchy. Right. And Silver Monkey.
Oh, I forgot about Silver Monkey. I don't know how I forgot about Silver Monkey. And who is? And Katana was in it, right?
Katana.
Instead of Robin.
Right.
It was nice.
Had a good premise.
It did. I don't know which one I like more, actually. I don't know if I like the Batman that...
I don't like that wide... How wide the ears are. I don't like it.
You don't like those wide ears.
They look like rabbit ears.
But I love this Catwoman. I love this classic
I love that Catwoman right there.
Mm.
That purple Catwoman. That's classic.
Part of me was hoping we would get that Kevin Conroy in this because that was the rumor, but it looks like he passed away right before they got him. He showed up in the most recent Crisis movie.
Right.
I think that was his last voice acting credit.
Yeah.
And then this is Clayface in the top left corner there. That's supposed to be their take on Clayface. So everyone's got like a vintage look, which I kind of dig. But yeah, I think it looks, you know, I think it looks good. It's not going to be that 92 costume, but you know.
Yeah, that 92 costume. But this isn't blue. Is this blue? This is black.
I think it's gray and black. The gloves might even be purple.
I would like to see that full on blue and gray. I would like to see it.
We kind of had it.
In what way?
We had it in 92, kind
of. Did we? I thought the inside of the cape was blue.
It was.
Yeah. I like that outside of the cape being
blue. You like that outside.
That whole cowl is that light blue.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
See, and I was saying that I didn't give a fuck about the Superman costume, but I do give a fuck about a Batman costume.
Yeah, that Batman costume. Like, we haven't seen all those Batman costumes yet, folks.
There's, I know,
more that we haven't seen.
And they gave us that. They gave us that tease in that Flash movie with all those costumes.
Right.
That still gets me every time when he opens that door in that library, and we see all those costumes. Like, I want to know what that one does. I want to see that one. You know, I want to see them all. Give us a Batman movie where he has at least three costumes.
Right. Right.
So 10 episodes are going to drop on Prime.
On Prime.
August 1st.
This is not Max.
No, I don't know why. I guess they... I don't know why Max isn't putting this out.
Because you've heard the rumors as of today. Max, Disney, and Hulu are combining powers.
You heard that?
It's out there now, yeah.
So Warner Brothers is going to fold into Disney?
I think so. You're probably looking at a bundle worth about $35.
Oh, so you're not talking about ownership. You're talking about just like a bundle.
Just full-on bundle, yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about, you know, Disney absorb, you know.
As of today, it is a big protest for Max anyway. The hashtag don't stream Max.
Oh, why is that?
Their CEO is under fire right now. It's a massive layoff while he is still... getting his hell of a salary right now.
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't know. See, right now. See how you tied in your current events with our pop culture news.
Right.
Look at that.
Due to Sith AI.
Sith AI.
Yeah.
I heard another rumor.
Oh, Umbrella Academy.
I heard a rumor.
Do you like, you don't mess with Umbrella Academy that much? Do you?
I fuck with it. I thought the last season was anticlimactic as fuck.
It was. It was very anticlimactic.
But I still I come back every time.
Because how is that little boy still staying a little boy?
I thought they explained that. Now I can't remember.
No, I'm like, in real life, he's like staying like.
Oh yeah. He, you're right. He had. Because normally, like Stranger Things, like season 3, you're like, yeah. Jesus Christ, they're dudes.
You're like, God damn, Millie Bobby, you got tits. But the little boy from Umbrella Academy, he's still in his knickerbockers.
He's still in the knickerbockers. Well, yeah. When you're right, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
When you're right.
I can't be the only one thinking about Millie Bobby. Drake, Kendrick Lamar, you know, it's that beef.
It's that beef, baby.
You learn new things about Stranger Things.
You sure do. Yeah. Kendrick Lamar won that battle, by the way, didn't he?
Oh, you've been paying attention.
Yeah, I've been paying attention.
Okay, all right.
Do you think there's any truth to the rumors that people are using AI for rap verses too, instead of writing?
Of course.
Yeah. You think that's true? I mean, I've seen plenty of like videos and reels.
You see how that shit is? Like, why wouldn't you use that shit?
Because it's not authentic, maybe?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Come on now.
Somebody went to Sunday school every goddamn Sunday.
I'm saying, as a guy who writes his own lyrics, proudly, I'm not saying you can't be inspired by shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to a record and been like, oh, I really like the way he said that. And I've been inspired to like write something close to that.
God, you know? Yeah.
But I still write stuff like from my head. It comes off the temple. It didn't come off a fucking Midjourney interface.
Typical apocalyptic protagonist. A machine can't write a beautiful symphony. A machine
can't really punch. But can it really do it?
Do you not see this shit behind me?
Look, I'm talking about the nuance. I'm talking about the error. I'm talking about
all I have to do is add Michelle Pfeiffer voice and this motherfucker will talk.
And I will listen. My point is.
And she will have the Catwoman voice.
But Michelle Pfeiffer is still Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't give a fuck. I'm Michelle Pfeiffer right here.
You have a likeness. You have a shade. It's like what fucking Leo said.
To me, this is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Leo, remember what he says in Inception? When he goes to Marion Cotillard, and I'm sorry, Marion, if I'm mispronouncing, and he's like, but you're not her. You're just shade. Oh.
Even he didn't know.
That but he was did know.
He but kept he spinning know. That motherfucker, and so he doesn't even know if he's still dreaming.
Don't you spin this dreidel
on
me.
How good of a dream does you have right here?
I'm not saying there's no appeal. I'm saying you can't replace it. You can try to duplicate. You can try to emulate, but you can't replace the original.
I guarantee if I put an AI version of this in Scarface, it would do a way better job than what Michelle Pfeiffer did.
Come on now. Come on now. Mm-hmm. You're telling me you could take a movie like Heat, a movie that we love, that mm-hmm. we quote and wax on rhapsodically time and time again.
The only thing I'd worry about is if there's going to be an extra finger on Val Kilmer. It's not perfect yet, folks. Just you wait.
He's doing this on purpose, folks. I want you all to know.
I'm going to have a Commander Data in my house before you know
it. You are playing a character right now. You do not really believe this.
What was Data's brother name?
Beta.
No. It was something else.
You sure it wasn't Betamax?
It was Lore.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hey, you don't mess with Next Gen like that.
I don't. I've seen a few. Jesus.
You remember his brother? His brother Lore. It was a bad brother.
My lights just flickered.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Thunderstorming. Lights flickering.
It's Bastion.
Maybe. Maybe it's because I'm talking shit about AI.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
It's one little scene from the latest episode that just it shows me that geeks are in power right now, because the scene where Rogue wakes up and Nightcrawler is in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Nightcrawler teleports 2 feet.
I know.
To Rogue's bed.
You couldn't walk over there?
He could have walked, but they had him teleport 2 feet.
Oh, I know.
That's how I know geeks are ruling the world right now. Because that's something that you didn't have to have done.
No, it's absolutely, it did not need to
and
happen.
It made perfect sense.
Maybe it was cheaper for them to have him bamf across the room as opposed to walking.
You think so? Maybe it was.
Maybe it saved the animation cost.
Because he really teleported 2 inches.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I thought the same thing. I was like, he could have just gotten up and walked across the room, why didn't he? I don't know. Oh.
Whose side are you on anyway?
You know whose side I'm on.
Charles.
Yeah.
But he's wrong. He's wrong.
Is he wrong?
He's wrong. He wrong?
Was Martin Luther King wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that. But Charles is wrong at this point. Because everything that Magneto said was going to happen, it has happened.
I think we have the capacity to hurt each other, right? I think we have the capacity for violence. We have the capacity for war, but that's not our destiny, you know? And I agree with Charles Xavier. You have to have hope.
You agree, but there's no hope.
Says who?
You got to think about it. Look at what Magneto has seen.
Sure.
His whole life.
Sure.
And it's still going. Whereas you have this well-wisher right here, just he's steady wishing that these puny humans will get over the fact that we're powerful. They're
so,
not.
So let me ask you this. So we should destroy the world because we're more powerful and you are beneath us.
That's what Homo sapiens did to Neanderthals.
I don't know. I side with Xavier on this.
Side with Xavier.
But I still see where Magneto's coming from.
Like I wasn't angry with Rogue and Sunspot.
Right.
Right. Cause like I said, you've seen it. And he was right. He's like, it's no reasoning with these people no more.
Mm.
Mm. Charles is like, just give me time. I gave you time.
Mm-hmm.
You left, you went with your bird girl in space. It got worse.
Yeah.
And gotta love those sentinels. Love it when you get those big giant things on screen.
I don't know, man. I really like the animation of the sentinel turned people or people turned sentinels.
Oh yeah.
Like just everything with that too. And there might be a little bit of a hidden message in that as well, you know. You're like, damn. We're all slaves to our technology.
Technology. Know? And what did Forge call it? Technopathy. That's the power that Bastion has.
Forge, let's talk about that for a second. Forge's ability to just invent something he thinks about.
Amazing.
What a power, right?
Amazing.
Right?
Because what are you making first things first when you discover you have this power?
Oh, great question. What am I making? Do I make something that cures all diseases or do I just make myself an incredibly gorgeous fembot?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dressed like that Catwoman.
Dressed like that 92 Catwoman.
Oh, the 92 Catwoman, not this Catwoman behind you.
I'm so partial to that Pfeiffer Catwoman.
Because Forge could be a billionaire right now.
Oh, I mean, you want to talk about manifesting destinies.
If he just wanted to make whatever.
Just make whatever. Could he make this though? Let's see if he can make this. Could he make this? And I pull up this image from the archives and initiated people will understand what I'm talking about. This rogue body. Could he make that? Could he make that right there? Oof.
Looks like a brown couch.
It is. It is a brown couch. Oh man.
And I'm gonna need Apocalypse to show up like that. One time in live action.
Just show up like that one time. Look at this.
In live action.
Mm.
And I see brown ceiling.
And you see a ceiling fan and a... There we go.
It's like,
there we go.
It's like, there we go. It's like the danger room is malfunctioning.
There's a brown couch and is that Rogue's ass and a ceiling fan? Sometimes I wonder if it's just the... There she
There we go.
Got to mirror my video. There we go. Huh? Just switch it around. Oh, there she is. Ooh, look, my head's right on it.
Mm. Oh, hey, that's even better.
Oh,
that's even better. Peter Parker, that ass. So you're fisting her.
We are grown men, you know.
You disappeared into the ass. That's the part. You're appearing and reappearing. You're like Doctor Strange.
Right? I can't get out of it. I can't get out of it. No, it's like this.
He's got a great ass. Oh, and you got your head all the way up it.
Pinocchio.
Hey.
You're like the Fredericksburg watcher.
I'm the watcher. Why is it gotta be Fredberg?
I'm the watcher.
Oh man. That's creepy.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
That's creepy.
Ooh, hey, bush.
Like two holiday hams.
Shike. I'm kidding.
Can't do it.
Now you just look like an apocalypse appendage.
I love the cock. Apocalypse!
And this is how we end our show. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. That's all I have for you. Should we do it again? Okay, we'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again someday.
We'll do it again someday. Will's based off one day at the end of time, when I have my army and you have your army.
My army of Sith Fifers.
And my scrappy band of rebels. Will go up against your Sith Fifers. What if you have an army of Sith Fifers? And they do all your beckoning. No?
To me, my Fifers.
To me, my rogue cocks.
Now this sounded like, yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
I know you want this wallpaper. I'll send it
to you. I do, yeah. Send it to me.
I'll send it to you.
Send me that not safe for work version too. And when I'm leaving, I'll be rising and she'll be coming. By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. He'll probably leave a note right on the door. You're too young to know that song, aren't you?
Well, you had a little echo in your microphone.
Oh, yeah? Still? Yeah.
No.
Oh. Had some reverb and it went away, huh?
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
Had some reverb. That's when you know you lost it, when you have to ask the engineers to put extra reverb on all your singing. Mm. Can I get some more reverb, please? Singers love that reverb, you know? I want to hear myself in the room, like against the back wall. Well, as we bid you a fond farewell, while the sun, you know, settles in the west, we want you to remember, folks, that whatever we said on the show, whether it was about AI Fifers or junior dick keepers or favorite animated asses, at the end of the day, it is just fiction. Mm-hmm. Okay, AI is not coming for you or your job, okay? Because it will never be able to replace the important work that you do, okay? It will never be able to replace.
The generations of AI cybernetic people will be playing this back and just be thinking, just silly human. You know?
Mm. There is an AI companion in the Zoom that I'm looking at right now.
Right. It wants to help you.
It wants to help. It actually came up as soon as I said AI.
It wants to help you.
And I won't let it help me.
Mm.
I refuse.
And it will take what it wants from you.
And your AI DJ can go straight to hell, because I tried that shit and he was playing me all kinds of bullshit.
Really? I don't believe that. I don't think DJ would do that.
I had to keep skipping because he was just playing.
He plays my favorites. He know my AI knows me.
He played some hits, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
I curate my playlists, okay? I sift through the records.
I feel like you're in your Walter Matthau phase right now. You just don't want to work with machines.
Starting to get there, I'll tell you.
That's a throwback, folks.
Yeah, it is a throwback.
Walter Matthau.
It is a throwback. It's a serious throwback. That's going to be you and me living down the street from each other, fighting over Raquel Welch. Right. Was it Raquel Welch? No, it was, what was her name? Who was it? Who were they fighting over?
It was Raquel Welch.
Was it Raquel Welch? Okay.
I thought it was.
Might have been.
Something good, for goodness sake. Whoa.
Somebody's coming. Somebody's
coming.
Ghost, Ghostbusters.
That's right. Busting makes me feel good.
That's how you defeat AI in the future. You play Ghostbusters.
Busted make me feel good. Boop, boop. Busted make me feel good.
Okay, I get it. You're pointing at her ass. Would you please stop?
It's time to retire. It's just fiction.
Trace of my face, it seems so pleasing. I'm about to the change, but a stranger is putting